what I have decided to do. In repaying addiction for what it had gave me, in paying back God for deciding to save me, in facing this problem, addiction anew, here is what I have decided to do. I've taken the lessons I did painfully learn, made note of each topic involving concern, assembled a booklet of poems I have wrote, created a website to share and promote, explaining the symptoms and signs of addiction, the helps and the hopes in reducing this friction. I've outlined a plan to expose this small book, with hopes that folks give it a good, honest look. I've painted a picture both graphic and true, confronted a problem from every view, found every hope that was under my sun, with giant ambitions before I am done. My work will continue until there is change, till families are fixed, until lives rearrange. The suffering I went through has not been in vain. All my dignities, losses, and pain were meant so that others might vividly learn the signs of these streets and to see them in turn down brighter and righter and better off roads to lighten their burdens and life-wrenching loads. My goal to change lives that in turn change another's, to reach hopeless sisters and struggling brothers, to offer them courage and comfort and hope, to give them new vision, to broaden their scope, to play on their conscience through family concern, to see long-lost children and parents return, to open up eyes to the problem at hand, to paint it precise that they might understand that the problem's so often their own narrow view. They won't get involved, and they fail when they do. Most haven't a clue of addiction's cruel curse. By lacking the facts, they quite often make things worse. I ask you to please spend an hour in my mind, some interesting facts you might possibly find. We're faced with a problem with which we can't deal. By reading my book, this sad issue becomes real. Not all will respond as I'd hoped they would do. Still, for each one I touch, they will probably touch two. It gets real exciting if the math you start doing. My goal in a nutshell, a world of renewing. We as a nation have a problem to solve. This is my best shot at offering resolve. We all make a difference, be big or be small. Don't add to this problem and do nothing at all. For me to stay sober and keep myself clean, it helped to reveal to me few have ever seen. By reaching to others, I found my life's call. How else could I have made any sense of it all? I've shared what it is I am trying to do. Please read my small book, see if God speaks to you. I pray His anointing on all that you read. I pray in your efforts that He helps you succeed. For if I'm successful at what I am trying, many will live where before they were dying. This world, when I leave it, will be a bit brighter. That is the quest of this poetry writer.